Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Hi, I'm Emily from sexwithemily.com. What if giving oral sex tasted like strawberries or chocolate? Mask makes these delicious strips like a breath strip, only better. They make oral sex taste like chocolate, strawberry, watermelon, or mango. Make sex more pleasurable for you and your partner by going to sexualflavors.com.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can read our blog, listen to our podcast, watch videos, sign up for our goddamn mailing list. If you're listening to the show, you should be on our mailing list, because that's where you're going to find out all the interesting things happening with Sex with Emily. We're going to give you a free report if you'd like, this top five mistakes men are making in bed and women are making in bed. And I won't like spam you or sell your name or anything. I'll just email you things that'll improve your sex life and your relationship, which is what I think you want. That's why you're listening to the show. So thanks to all my listeners. It's been amazing the last few weeks. It's like our numbers are like crazy on you downloading the show. So thank you. And please share the show with your friends and, you know, like it on Facebook and like me on, follow me on Twitter and Facebook, Sex with Emily. And I just love listening. I love hearing from you all. So thanks for your emails to feedback@sexwithemily.com. You must know I do read all of them. I can't always read them all on the air and answer them, but know that I read them, and hopefully someone else will have a question like yours and help get it answered. And if not, we will we'll get back to you soon. Just keep listening, and all your worries will be gone. So today I have a guest, special guest in the studio. I have Jalene Bennis. She wrote a book called Bondissage. You love that?
Clap, clap, clap. So
kinky erotic massage tips for lovers. We're going to get into that in a minute. I loved reading your book. I was so excited by it. It was awesome. And I'm here with Anderson.
Hi, Anderson.
Hello, Sex.
Hello. I love that you call me Sex. Like, people call me Sex with Emily, like when I see them out and about, but you just call me Sex. I love
Sex is easy.
The point.
Yeah.
Sex is easy. It's great. But you know what the problem is, though, lately? This is what's happened to me like 2 to 3 times in the last few weeks. I've been pretty social. For me, there's a lot going on, and I've had parties to go to, events, things like that.
Swinger parties.
Swinger parties. I've not gone to any swinger parties yet, although you know when I do, I will fill you in. I'm single, as you know.
You're a single lady.
And I really don't want people to lead when they meet me with, if someone's introducing me to someone, I don't want to say, oh, Emily, she hosts Sex Talk Radio Show. Like, she's Sex with Emily. She's a show called Sex with Emily. Because instantly they're thinking like, you know, she's a crazy sex fiend, whatever it is. Or it doesn't matter, but you just don't want to lead with that, right?
Right.
So I try not to. So when people ask me what I do, I'm like, oh, I do this, I do that. You know, I say like I'm a producer. Or I try not to bring up the career thing, at least in the first 5 minutes. The last few nights I've been out, one time this guy comes up to me and he's like, I was at this party. It was a wedding party, actually. Friends of mine got married in another country, but they had a big party here in I was going to say San Francisco, in LA, where I live now. And the guy says to me, the groom goes, oh, Emily, you're here. I want to meet my friend. because he's been telling me about this single guy friend that he really wanted me to meet. He's like, come over here. He's like, meet Emily. She teaches people how to give blowjobs.
Like Andy Dick in
this
that one
is
movie?
My friend Mike. And I'm like, oh, that's, I almost wish you led with the sex with Emily.
Was he drinking?
Yeah, he was drinking.
Drinking, but he's
the
groom.
Tell a guy that you want to fix me up with. I mean, maybe you do if I want to just have sex with them. But really, like, so I just walked away. He's like, really? You do? That's so interesting. I'm like, that I do more than that. You know, anyway. And then another thing happened. I was out last night and another guy says to me, you're the sex therapist. He yelled really loud at a party. And I don't even remember meeting him. And then everyone turned around and then started asking me sex. It's just getting a little awkward lately. I don't know why. But I just like that you call me sex. That's
okay.
What
I'm
going to
call you sex. Yeah, you know, well, you're in a precarious position with what you do.
It
you
is.
Know,
I am. I realized it wasn't like premeditated. Like, it wasn't like I thought, oh, if I become sex and relationship expert, then it's going to be, you know.
Tonight, I was leaving early and I told the wife, I said, I got to leave like really early tonight. She goes, why? I said, I have to go do sex with Emily.
What'd she say?
And she went, what? And I said, oh, that show, Sex with Emily. That's
right.
Yeah.
Did she like the one who keeps your balls fresh because your balls
exactly?
Down
she's like, oh, the ball lady.
Yeah,
she's at like, least no one's at least no one's calling you the ball lady.
That's true. But they do sometimes. Well, no, I have this new brand. So, Jillian, I was telling you because I was reading your book and it's massage, and I have these massage candles that I just launched a new brand called Emily and Tony. So everyone
go
to Emily.
So yummy,
aren't they?
Oh, they smell so good.
It's amazing, right? Because I know that you were talking in your book too. Use coconut oil and. All that stuff, so that they're all vegan, and they're coconut oil, soybean oil, beeswax. So it's not totally vegan because it's beeswax. Right. But, you know, all great ingredients. And so I want everyone, if you love me, you love the show, and you want to support the show, then go buy something. I've got this. Also, I have Down Under Comfort, which is for men, for their balls, to keep them clean and dry. And you might be complaining because your partner doesn't always go down or whatever it is, and it'll keep you fresh. Women can also use it on their lower back, anywhere they sweat. But the candles I'm obsessed with. Like massage candles, how great are they for it? We're gonna get into why I made these candles too, because I think people hear massage candle and the first thing they think is, oh, it's waxy. You're gonna pour hot wax on me. It's like,
you could.
Yeah, we're going to get into that in a minute. A lot of people want that, but some people don't. And these candles turn into massage oil, and it's luxurious and delicious. And I use it as a moisturizer every morning. So if you want to get some, go to emilyandtony.com. Use coupon code Emily, and I believe you get 20% off. I should know that, 20 or 15%. You get a good percentage off. And you know what? Don't complain, because I'm giving you free podcasts for the last 10 years. So you should just love me and buy something. And
Absolutely.
Also, I'm not making you buy something that you won't love and use. And there's also a lubricant you can buy. So, okay.
And do they come in different
Yes. We have cocoa, vanilla, and fougere.
What's fougere?
Fougere is like a... It's more of the kind of a woodsy, like patchouli. Really nice. Yeah,
so scent. More for guys.
A little more male-centric.
You should get chlorine. Scented.
Oh, chlorine would be hot. Be for hot. What? The swimmers? And
for the guy, because it smells like semen.
Oh, does semen smell like chlorine?
Yes.
Yeah.
It does.
Bleach and chlorine. Yeah.
So, okay, so some guy Seriously? Asked me that, and I know I've swallowed.
You don't teach blowjobs very good, apparently.
Yes, I've come in contact with semen in my life. Many times. I'll admit it. But I never thought chlorine.
Oh, yeah.
I thought, I could tell you what it tastes like. Like, I was just telling a guy what it tasted like, but I never thought it smells like chlorine. Okay. Really? Is everyone, that's a known thing? I can't believe I'm learning something here. I'm going to learn a lot.
I taught sex somebody. You know what? At parties, people are going to say, hey, that's the guy that taught that sex lady something about sex.
That's what they're going to say right now. They're going to say, who the hell? Okay. So that's what I got. What else do I have for you this week? I'm trying to think if there's anything else important that I have to tell you. I don't know. Just thanks for listening to the show.
Let's get into Dominatrix and whips.
Okay,
I got whip sound effects.
I just thought like, there's something else. Okay, Jillian, your book,
yes.
Bondissage. Okay, so that's BONDASSAGE, which is a combination of bondage and massage.
Very good.
Which I love.
Very good.
Kinky erotic massage tips for lovers, and your website where they can find you, because we're going to be talking about, I think your book's going to be like flying off the Amazon shelf or wherever you're selling it.
Amazon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that your website then? Bondissage?
Bondissage.com, yes.
Bondissage.com. Mm-hmm. Okay. I love this book because I think you would give amazing tips, and I think that massage, I always say this like, massage is like such a gateway to intimacy for so many couples. And a lot of people who, I think, a lot of couples who are maybe struggling sexually, they're not connecting anymore. I always say, like, just take sex off the table and, like, start giving each other a massage and explore each other's massage, you know, erogenous zones. But I love that this is more for people who just want to, like, tell me about, first of all, how you got started. So let's get into that before I try to explain your book better than you could. So tell me about your background and your history and how you even came into this.
How this came about.
Yes.
That's a great question. I've been a massage therapist for 25 years, and I still do therapeutic work, and I've been kinky my whole life. And this is the type of play that I would do with my partners. And I think about 2005, I started doing some professional dominatrix work. And I my main niche, you know, so BDSM has really changed lately. And you can do whatever you want, right? You don't have to be the caricature of an old dominatrix, right?
Right.
So I really specialized in body play, right? So sensory deprivation, bondage, and playing with the body. Corporal, it's called corporal punishment, but it's right. like the slapping, caning, flogging, that kind of thing. And I wanted to incorporate more erotic massage into it. And one day I just combined it, and it totally took off.
Wow.
And people were coming up from LA. They were coming out from New York. They wanted me to come up to San Francisco. And bondage can have, it doesn't have to, but it can't the way I do it. It has a lot of tchotchke stuff, right? It has a lot of toys. So I schlepped everything up to the city once. And then I said, forget that. And I started training people in it. So right now we've got over 100 practitioners worldwide in Australia and Canada and Europe. And so I train practitioners. That's my main gig. And then I also work with couples. And I do a lot of couples coaching too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's touch therapy and
– It's touch care therapy.
And spoken word that, you know, whatever other traditional therapy as well? Or
not
is it
really. It's more somatic, right?
All right.
Because
okay.
with bondage, what we do is – lightly tie you down to the massage table or the bed. The sensory deprivation part is a blindfold, and I brought one.
I know. You told me. She texted me. She's like, should I bring some treats to the show? I'm like, yes, bring some fun stuff.
So
ooh.
I use these really soft blindfolds called Mindfold.
And
the artist Alex Gray came up with them. What's great about Mindfolds is that it's really cushy. It's very light, and you can open up your eyes inside, and you still can't see.
Oh,
right? So there's no pressure on your eyes. So it won't screw your makeup up.
Oh, my God. This is amazing. I love this.
And they're cheap. They're like $20.
This makes Mindfold. Okay. That
Mindfold.
Makes so much sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because you're always uncomfortable with the blindfold. And I'm like, I always tell people to blindfold your partner. That'd be so easy and comfortable to have
it's
by
really
your bed.
It's really nice. You can use a scarf, or you can use, you know, hosiery, nylons or something, or you can just tell them to shut their eyes. But, you know, I found that guys tend to be so visual, right? And in their head. And a way to get them into their body is to take away their sight.
Right.
Right? And so, and it also, coming from kind of a sex play part, it frees me up, so I'm not so self-conscious about you're looking at me and you're staring at
right.
me and how am I looking and I got to perform for you or whatever. And so just putting on a blindfold makes it so much easier for the giver.
Exactly.
Right? So they don't see you fumbling around for things I can even heighten the anticipation because they don't know what you're getting.
Exactly. They don't know what's coming next.
I like to use wireless headphones connected to some specially selected music that's in the book. I put the links to the book.
Oh, I know. I saw that, like some playlists. Because at first I was like, oh, what music?
Right.
I love that.
And if you get the ebook, the links go directly to the albums on Amazon.
Are you serious?
Seriously.
I love technology.
I know, so they can just
download it, the ebook from Amazon as well.
Yeah, if you get the ebook from Amazon, and I think they might be linking them too pretty soon. But if you get the ebook, it all goes to that. So the music that I use, and it took a while to figure this out, but I use slow beat, right? Because we want a rhythm, especially for like light flogging or body percussion things. And we don't want any English lyrics, because anything English, your mind will start clicking
it's
onto
distract.
It and start, it's distracting, right? So non-English lyrics and kind of a slow beat. So we've got you lightly tied down, blindfold, headphone, and then we start off with some really yummy, slow massage. And people tend to get intimidated by massage, but you touch all the time, and
right.
it is something really natural. And I think for me, being kind of shy and I don't want to get looked at kind of thing, it's having them
You're
blindfolded.
Shy?
I'm an introvert too. So having them blindfolded really takes the pressure off, and
okay.
you can just go very slow. And when you take the sight and the sound away, everything is intensified.
Right.
So you can go very slowly, and you don't have to go hard. You don't want to go hard anyway, especially
No, you
body
always
massage.
Wanted to go slow. I love that you said that
soft.
Your book uses something like slow is an art.
Slow is an art that we've lost.
Whenever people tell me what's your number one sex tip, I say go five for men, especially uh-huh. I'm like, go five times slower than you are.
It's slow.
It's just, I love that how you wrote that. I think you said like slow itself is an incredible art.
It really is. And we've come up with a second bondage type massage called Elysium, which is just the massage without all the sensation play things. It's just massage. Different music, slower music. And the main thing that I try to teach the practitioners is to go slower than the music. It's very meditative, right? It can be really meditative to see if you can go, see if your movements can be even slower than the music.
Right.
Because we tend to be so fast in everything,
right?
Oh, my
God, everything.
Everything. Is yeah. Yeah.
Right. So everyone, so not everyone... So well, tell me about your typical people who come to see you. Like,
so the typical client that I would have tends to be men. They tend to be between 40 and 60, and they tend to be adrenaline junkies, right? So the mountain climbers, the you know, the bike, the you know, jumping out of airplanes, that kind of stuff. People that thrive on adrenaline, high, mid-level to high executive in charge all the time, right? And so bondage can be another kind of thrill ride for them,
right? So walk me through their session.
So their session, they come in, and then I generally have them get naked and kneel down in front of me because it's kind of a dom thing,
right? It's a dom. But this is, before we go into that, I just want to say that this is, I like this because it's not, it's more vanilla BDSM, if you will.
It's very,
right?
It's great. That's
so it's
a,
like
that's
entree
a great
to anywhere. Like any,
it is a nice little gateway. So generally I sit on the table, I have them kneel down in between my legs, I have them put their hands behind their back because people don't know what to do, and I put a little collar on them very slowly, and I talk to them, give them some little breathing instructions, tell them, you know, if something comes up, just let me know. This isn't a typical BDSM session, so I'm not going to give you a safe word, but if anything comes up, just let me know. And then I put these really yummy cuffs on their wrists.
Okay, what kind of cuffs?
I get really thick leather cuffs from... Can I say the name on
what?
The air? Yeah. I get most of my stuff from GT Stockroom, which is Stockroom right down here on Sunset. leather cuffs on their wrists and ankles. And then I have them stand up and then get onto the table. Now, I really cush out my massage table. Okay. So I put a Tempur-Pedic foam thing, and I've got the massage silk sheets on them, and I've got the Tempur-Pedic face cradle. So it's really soft and cushy. And then they get on, and I very lightly take rope and then tie the cuffs to the table leg. Now, if you're going to do this at home, you can get, I think Kink Lab puts out the under the bed restraints that you can just put under the bed once and they are always there. Or you can slide some rope just in between the mattress and the box spring.
Right. Or what about sport sheets? Do you
use sport sheets?
Okay.
Or sport sheets.
Any of this stuff that we're talking about, you can also get it Good Vibes, Good Vibrations.
We love Good Vibrations.
So, goodvibes.com, use coupon code Emily, and you can get just about everything that we're talking about here.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay.
So, yeah, so we got them. So generally, I like to start face down with them, and then I start doing just some really slow, sensual touching, stroking, rocking to kind of connect with the body, get them down into the body, and get them out of the head, and just connect and slow them down. Then I'll start to do some sensation play, with some really soft things. So, like today, I brought some fur mitts.
Okay, let me see the fur mitts. You kept writing about the fur mitts. I'm like, I want fur mitts.
Yes.
Okay, so. So let me just back up. So this guy who comes to you, he's coming to you because he is desiring what he could just go get a massage at the, you know, at the corner place, but
correct.
At the spa down the street. But he comes to you because he has some desire to
either he's had a little bit of kinky play or he wants to try some kinky play, doesn't want to go to a dominatrix because it's too scary and it's going to hurt. The majority of the people that come to see me have done some kind of sensual massage or tantra based things before, want to try a little bit of something kinky, and again, don't want to go to a dom because it's, you know, kink.com, it's too scary, it's going to hurt, you know, you're going to have marks, and what are you going to do?
Fuzzy. Let me see these. These are fuzzy mittens, fuzzy gloves.
So I get these.
Oh, cool. Okay.
I get these from bunnyflogger.com. Okay. He's a Damon makes them for me. He's in San Jose.
Funny. Yeah.
And they're washable too.
Oh, great.
You can throw them in the washing machine.
Okay. Love that.
Right? So it's always like, how are you going to clean that? You can throw them in the washing machine.
So this is what he has on, these fuzzy gloves?
No, I do.
Oh, you could do before you put the lotion oil on.
Yes. So I do everything that's going to be soft before I put the lotion on. Right?
Okay.
So because you don't want your stuff to get all crappy. Right? So for the vegan conscious people.
Okay.
I got a Calvin Klein plushy fleece blanket, and I just made some potholder things.
Okay.
And they're really nice too. So they feel really good.
Okay.
So I'll use that. I might. Your crunchy.
I know, crunchy bag. You should see this bag of tricks.
Oh, my.
Ooh, flogger.
Yeah.
Hot pink
too.
Ooh, hot pink. And this is made out of
bunny flogger.
Bunny flogger. This is all bunny too. Wow. Okay.
Feathers. Feather dusters. You know, there's so many things that people can use right inside their house.
Right. Pervertibles, right?
It's called pervertibles. Yes. You know the term. Yeah. Yeah. And
I was talking about this in Loveline a few weeks ago, and they looked at me. They're like, is that a real word? I'm like, pervertibles. They're like, what's a pervertible? And then in my mind, I like spatula. Like, I couldn't think of them all. Feather
fork,
duster.
Spatula, fork, spatula. Bamboo skewers. I have 3 pages of pervertibles inside the book.
Oh, good.
I think
okay.
on page 93 or something.
Got it. So these are things you don't have to go out and go shopping, even though you can. Oh, I didn't say this. If you go to goodvibes.com and you use coupon code Emily, you get, I believe it's 15% off everything that you want to get there. Okay.
You know what's a fabulous date night is to go to Williams-Sonoma or to go to Home Depot or to go to the drugstore and go find things that might make great sensation play.
Oh, I love it.
Right?
I'll blow this out too so you don't. I don't
no,
waste
it's fine.
Candle.
It smells good.
Okay, good.
No, leave it on.
I gave her one of my cocoa candles.
And it's so yummy.
I know, it's yummy?
It's so yummy.
Okay, so that's funny. I actually have to go to Home Depot this weekend.
There you go. And
I
you
know.
Can walk around up and down the aisles and say, how could I use this? How could I?
So give me an example of something at Home Depot.
Okay. Here, are you crafty?
Sometimes, if I have time. I would be super crafty if I had more time.
Yes.
I would just sit around and beat all day.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
All right, so I got this ball chain flogger that I made. Of course, you can.
We'll take
you
pictures
can
of this stuff and
one.
Put it on the website.
Right, you can buy one too. But this was really fun. I just got that ball chain that you use for dog tags or keychains.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got 70 feet of it. I cut them into 1 foot lengths. I wrapped them around popsicle sticks with duct tape.
Oh my God, DIY bondage!
I swear to God, this is so amazing. If you, if I could have you stand up and stuff.
Are you gonna?
Well, no.
She's gonna. Bank, slap me.
No, not with this. It's
slap
it's a really heavy implement.
Oh,
you
yeah,
wouldn't do
it
that.
Hurt. Right.
No,
okay,
you
so
wouldn't.
It's more of a dry. Okay, let me see.
But it feels like mercury.
Oh, because it's like the cold. And
and
like,
it's
that
cold
feels good.
Without doing anything to
right.
it, right?
That's really cool. How'd you come up with that? We're going to take pictures of this. You have to see this.
You know, it's just.
You just know after doing this for so long, like what would feel
well,
good.
And you walk through Home Depot and you're like, hey, what can I do with this? And you know what's great is you get really devoted clients who walk around and make all this shit for you.
Amazing. I love those
it's
clients.
Like,
you must. Okay.
Like, who, you know, how
so
you
do they
this?
Have to fill out like a form before they come in or what they're into, what they're not, or you just kind of.
Not for bondage. You
okay.
know, with S&M sessions, they're a little bit more structured because you talk about what
right.
you want. But with bondage, there's really nothing that's problematic. I check to see about rotator cuff injuries because when they're face up, I like to tie their hands above their head.
Okay.
It's a more vulnerable position
right.
to be open. But it's also stressful on the shoulders, right? So, if they have any kind of shoulder injuries, I'll just tie their hands at their sides.
Okay.
One great thing about bondage is it gets them from grabbing you when you're working on them. Because people like to help or
right.
something. And guys tend to be used to running everything.
Exactly.
And this is a really great way for me to just say, you know what, just calm down and let me do my shit.
Right.
You know?
And these
just,
are like the execs, the CEOs running their company, running their business. It's always like the guys you hear about, like the businessman in the diaper, right? Who wants to be like in a diaper
right.
with Dominic
right.
But it is a stereotype, but it is kind of true. I mean, I know a lot of friends too, and people and people right onto my show. Who,
right.
And you think it's because these men, like, their entire life, they're in control of everything. So this is 1 hour or one
it's
time.
It's one
in their
hour
life.
Where they can just receive.
Right.
Right. And so some of them come in to receive, but some of them are just so conditioned to. No.
Yeah, they want to grab you and they want to.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, and they're just not used to receiving.
Right.
You know, it's really
they don't even know
hard.
How.
Right.
They don't even know how. Like, it's
right.
like a learned skill to receive for a
and
lot
it
of
helps a lot when you time down.
Right. Time down. You're going to learn this tonight. I'll tell you that. Okay. Okay. So then you do the soft stuff first.
Do the soft stuff first.
Build
and then,
it up.
And then what I do with bondage in a traditional bondage session is I do a little bit of massage and then a little bit of kinky things. Right. And so I split it up and I came down to work with, Jaya last, summer. She was writing a kink book and she is a big kind of research geek. And she said, oh my God, there's so much science behind this that you build up the endorphins and then you spread it out around their body. And I was like, okay, but you know,
what do you mean that you, the giver?
No, as the giver, I'm building up the sensations in their
for
body.
For the receiver.
Mm-hmm.
You're building up their sensations.
Their sensations, and then you spread it out within the body. So I might use some soft things to start. First, I'd start with my hands, and then I'd start with the soft things, anything before I put the oil on or the cream on.
Okay.
And then, who knows? Then I vary things up.
So when it's kinky, when you're getting to the kinky part, what happens? What do you do?
I always start with my hands.
Okay.
Right. So, and I start with my hands on the butts. There's a real sweet spot on the butt that I don't know if you've talked to your clients.
Tell me.
About.
I mean, I know, but tell me.
So the sweet spot is generally like the bottom third of the ass, kind of on the inside towards the thighs. And
right.
that's directly connected to the genitals. And so if you concentrate on that, it's a little bit, the whole butt is really pleasurable,
right.
but that tends to give the more bang for your buck.
Right.
So I might do a little bit of spanking, but just soft because with everything that you do, especially hitting and percussion, I'll just call it body percussion, there's such a variety, right? And you can start. I always start soft, and then I get a little bit harder, and I watch the body. If they're arching their butt up, it means they want more. If they start clenching too much,
right?
With guys, it's really easy to tell if they like it, right?
Right.
But also guys, and conversely, guys can also be really stoic, because I have gotten clients and women too, that it's just kind of like they're frozen.
Right.
And it's like you're not getting anything back. And with bondage, when I use headphones and blindfold, I'm not talking to them, right? It's not talking. I'm reading their body. So a trick that I've learned was to watch their toes.
Interesting.
Because guys, they'll be down there and I'll be doing something to them and it won't be anything, right? I won't get any feedback, right? I'm like, are you liking this? Are you not liking this? And then I'll look at their feet and their toes are going crazy.
And that means, yay, they're clapping for you, Jaylene, right?
Or it's getting really intense, right? Okay. Or it's getting really intense. So,
do women do that too with their toes?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so too.
I wonder, I'm just saying, because I'm always telling people to pay attention to your lover so you know if what you're doing feels good or bad. So I wonder if the toes were like a direct... Not in everyone. Mostly
it could
men.
Be.
Okay,
it could
I'm curious.
Be. It could
I'm trying to think. I think you always hear about like toe clenching orgasms and stuff. But
right.
I don't know.
Well, guys, I think are just many men are trained to just be stoic and not show any kind of reaction.
Yeah.
Right. And I remember some of the first clients I started doing this with, and it was like afterwards they were like, "Well, I was like, did that work for you? I mean, there was nothing,
no idea,
you know." And he's like, "Well, I was screaming in my head," and I'm like, really? Okay, well, next time, let's do a little bit of, you know,
right.
It really feels good to me if I hear some moans or some, you know, sighs or something.
Exactly. And that goes for women when we're sleeping with a man and he doesn't make any noises and you don't even know the orgasm. Like, he goes like this. Like, I've talked about it on the show, but I was seeing this guy once. And literally, like, when he orgasmed, it was like, it's like that. I was like, I'm like, did you? I don't even know. Like, if I sneeze, I'll miss it. If I turn my head, like, did you just orgasm really? Like, I don't know why guys they're stoic. I think it's maybe because they started masturbating in their bedrooms when they were younger and they didn't want to make noise. Or, again, they're just stoic and they're not used to
emotions. Or they're shy. Or they're not.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, men, make noise. It's sexy. It's hot.
It's nice. And it's great. It gives feedback.
Yeah.
Right. And not only in feedback, and it also gives reassurance to the person that you're liking what they're doing.
Right. Exactly. Right. Okay. So you start doing some spanking.
Do a little bit of spanking, and then I'll switch back. And I'll switch between massage. So I'll generally do the left shoulder, arm, and hand, and then I'll go down and I'll play with the genitals a little bit, do a little bit of spanking, then I'll go get that all warmed up, then I go do the other shoulder, arm,
and hand.
How
much play with the genitals do you do?
I like playing with genitals. I do.
Who doesn't?
I do. I like playing with it a lot.
And they're cool. So men and women, when you see women too? Or do you see women clients?
I do see women clients. And most of the time when I see women clients, it's in a couples kind of situation.
Okay, got it.
And what I'm doing is I'm not doing the actual playing with them or touching them. I'm directing their partner on how to touch.
Okay.
On how to touch.
That's so good. I wish you could direct every partner how to touch.
On how to touch.
Exactly. So the men, you play with their genitals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I might do that, then go back and do a little bit of massage, and then go back and do a little bit more sensation play. You know, we've got some other kind of, and I didn't bring them because I'm teaching a listing this weekend, so it's all the soft stuff. But, you know, we've got like Wartenberg wheels, which are like the little pizza pin wheels. Vibrating electric toothbrushes from Costco, 4 to a pack for $13.99, are the best freaking sex toy you can
ever buy.
Someone
else was just telling me this.
Oh,
I mean,
my God.
I heard the electric toothbrush like years ago. People were like, oh, like, you know, before vibrators even. But tell me.
They are so crazy.
Are they battery operated?
They're battery operated. You can throw them in the dishwasher afterwards and clean them. They last for 6 months or so. You can change the battery, or I just toss them. They are the best because, especially with blindfolds and headphones, no one knows what they are.
Right.
And you can use the backside of the vibrating toothbrush. Has a different sensation than the bristles.
And it's enough vibration?
It's enough vibration,
okay.
Sure. It's great. I love to use them on the nipples, on the balls, around the asshole, you know.
Wow.
Inside the thighs, in
but
between the toes.
But why more than like a pocket rocket? Or just because they're cheaper and they're easier and they're disposable?
Absolutely. And there's
Makes sense. There's
more to them, right? You've got the bristles. You've got the backside of the toothbrush. You can turn it around and you can put a condom on and insert the handle.
Right.
Right. Okay. So this is another thing that I...
Anal play?
No. That that it's better to limit the number of items that you're playing with and kind of exploring what you can do with each item rather than having 57 million things out there and do 2 seconds of this and 2 seconds of that.
Oh, that's that's a great point. That's a really great point because that's what my nightstand looks like. And I always think I'm going to get someone over and we're going to do a bunch of stuff, but I have too many things. So
and then you have too many things. Right, and then you know, you're doing something and then you're looking around going, oh, what should I do next? Instead of focusing on what you're doing now. So like yesterday when we were at when I was playing with Jaya, so we used this, right? And so you could use the feather duster. You can hit with a feather duster. You can use this to tap.
Okay.
You can use it to roll, kind of sensation play. I did an entire session one time with a wooden hairbrush, kind of thing. The same thing. You do like a dry brush scrub with the bristles, or you can hit with the bristles.
Right.
You can do smooth rubbing with the back of the brush, or you can hit with the back of the brush.
Right.
You can turn around and hit with the handle. It gives you a completely different sensation.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you can put a condom on and
insert
it.
Right. Okay. Insert it into the man's.
Whatever.
Okay. What do you think about the anal? Let's talk about anal sex.
Yes.
Anal play for men.
Yes.
So I talk about this a lot on the show.
Good.
People have heard me say this. I think it's just a lot of men, straight men, have issues with it. And a lot of gay men, too. They don't always have anal play. But a lot of straight men are thinking, you know, it'll make me gay. It's a problem. But I'm always, I just don't want it. I don't like it. One time a girl stuck a finger in my butt and it was bad. And And I'm like, how sad if this is like, could be the most amazing sensation you could ever feel is like a prostate massage or something. And you're never going to feel it. And on your deathbed, someone, you'd finally do it or something. And then you're like, oh my God, my whole life I could have been experiencing this. So what have you found with men?
Well, because myself, with a partner 30 years ago, accidentally slammed into me the wrong way, and I didn't let anybody touch my bottom for like 20 years. So I understand.
Right.
If you have a bad experience, it's like you're not going there.
Right.
And so I am really cautious, and I really like to and this is what I teach too, is make them want it. Make them want it more. So better to stay on the outside and tease them on the outside. There's a whole erotic massage training out there called sexological bodywork.
Yes. Almost did that at my school. I heard about it.
Yeah,
I know.
It's so
amazing.
And it's intense. So, but they teach you to do a 2-hour anal massage. 1 hour
outside. That's why I didn't
outside. Do it. 1 hour outside and 1 hour inside. And I didn't do it, but many of my practitioners have gone through SexBot. It's called SexBot. And when I watch them, they go so slowly, right? It is very meditative. You think about, like, if you've taken a nap in the middle of the afternoon and you wake up and you're kind of in that druggy state, that's kind of what you want to tap into. Or after you've had an orgasm and you're in that really soft kind of meditative thing, that's the place that you want to work from.
Okay.
Right.
So when you give an anus, so you're saying when you start with someone's anus, but you should go slowly around the rim.
Go slowly around the rim. I work the outside, inside of the thighs really slowly. We do a lot of, talk a lot about there's a whole chapter in the book about it, about different strokes and massage techniques that you can use, using a really, like your ring finger is a very light finger to use with lots of lube.
Lots of lube.
Just around the outside. You could do a clock. You could do spirals. A really effective one that people tend to respond to often is just doing like pressing like a doorbell. Right? And you're not going inside, you're just staying on the outside, but you're doing some pressure.
Okay.
And that's great. And that's all you need to do for maybe the first couple times you play. Make them ask for more.
Okay.
Make them raise their butt up.
Because it feels good. They're like,
it feels good. You don't want to go 2 seconds with this and then stick your finger in.
That's
it's
what
too
everyone,
jarring.
Right. That's
it's
what everyone does. Men and women, you're right. Mm-hmm. We think we got to rush it. We think we're running out of time. And it's so much, again, about sex is slow sex.
Absolutely.
Going slow
and then you talk,
everything.
And then, you know, and porn doesn't help, right? Because you see things on kink.com or whatever, or I don't want to say kink.com, but anything, like fisting, right? And it'll look really aggressive and hard. But when I fist, it's so soft, right? And it's minute and it's tiny little slow movements and it's pulling out instead of pushing in. And it's just so different than what you see.
Right.
So you're not really learning well when you look at it.
That's why they should read your book and take your classes because people understand. Right. People should not learn. Don't learn what you see in porn. Don't learn from porn, really.
And a lot of the practitioners now are starting to teach classes off the book. The book just came out in last part of August. But
it's a really good book because it goes through like every step what you need. It's very like easy to read, easy to get through. You cover everything in here. I feel like it's, I get that. I feel like I could do this. I'm like, I could go give this guy a massage. This guy I've been dating.
Oh, good.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
He likes to give me massages, but I should give him massages. No, but I'm saying, I mean, I know about massages, but I just like, I love that you give the music.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
And what
I
didn't
want to
do was give specific sequences because, you really want to be kind of improvisatory and it can be overwhelming. I remember, beginning DOMS and things, you want to like set out the whole scene and stuff and it's too much, right? You want to know how to start. You want to know like a couple of big points to cover and then you really want to kind of go with the flow.
Okay, right.
Right, because if you have this whole scripted out and then it's not working,
so
then you're
talk
screwed.
To me about the couple work that you do then, because that's what you're talking about more,
right.
Like people planning sequences and being like, because I think this can be really overwhelming. Like I talk about all the time, like just grab a blindfold and play with your partner, pour some use my Emily and Tony massage candle which turns into the most luxurious massage oil. You can pour it on
God.
You. It's like,
it's,
did you pour?
I did.
It's amazing.
And
isn't it amazing?
And
I know.
It stays really. Really supple. I mean,
right.
it's got a really great consistency, so it's stays.
Yeah, it's not
really
too drippy or tacky or sticky, but it like massages it. Yeah, I love
it's
it.
Really
and so I'm like, oh, just blindfold your partner and use a candle and then switch it up. Use ice cubes. I think people just get overwhelmed with like. I like what you said about it. It doesn't have to be a whole thing. It can just be like a fat. If you've
pick
never done
three
anything,
things.
Right? So
pick
that's good.
Three
okay, that's
things.
A great. So let's say you and your partner, you want to get a massage. Pick three things. Get like feather duster.
Get a feather duster. Get electric toothbrushes from Costco.
I love
for
this.
30,
I'm going to Costco. I'm actually going to Costco and Home Depot this weekend. I
right.
Just moved,
so you've
so,
got
yeah.
And then get something, and then you can use your hands. You
right,
know,
for spanking.
For spanking, but it's not only spanking, right? You can do spanking. You can use your nails if you have nails. You can do little flicks, right? You can make a fist and pound, right? So see how many different things you can use. The back of your hand to slap is different than the front of your hand to slap.
Right.
Your fingers are different than your palm.
Right.
Right? So there is a lot that you can explore. And, just in our culture, we're so bombarded with so many choices that, what do they say? A confused mind says no.
Right.
Right? So just limit it. Pick three things. Don't plan a whole 3-hour thing because it's too much. Just plan 15 minutes, 10 minutes.
Right.
Just try this and just see where it goes.
And do you think it's better to say, tonight, honey, I'm giving you a massage and tomorrow
yes.
night you're giving me a massage?
Correct, yeah. I just like to focus on one person, one at a time, because otherwise it's like, okay, I'm done. Now your turn, kind of thing.
Right, exactly. And it's such a bummer when you're getting the massage. You're like, I got to get up and do this after
right.
to you.
Right.
So what
yeah.
do you think that the giver gets from this then?
I get really turned on. I really get turned on. I really do. It really works for me. I have a hard time receiving,
Oh, so you don't have people do this work to you?
Oh, fuck no.
Really? That's hilarious. You have to. Never?
I've had parts of this. I used to play this way with my partners and things.
Right.
And people that I would trust, right? Like I'd have sex with blindfolds on
right.
and like earbuds, headphones
right.
or something would be really fun. But even, like, I have a practitioner, a couple of my practitioners are DOMs, and one of them I said, have you ever had this? And she's like, oh, fuck no. And she said, have you? And I was like, oh, no.
That's
when I get tied down, I freak out.
Right. Okay.
So.
It's ironic. Not really that ironic.
Is it? It's
yeah.
funny, though.
It is,
you know?
Yeah. I know. I totally get it. I mean, I totally get it.
I
talk about relationships all the time, and I never want a relationship. You
correct.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
I give really good advice, but do I want a relationship? Hell no. I don't want to commit to anyone, but I get it. So, are you – okay, so couples come in, and how do you think this can be healing for couples? Or how do you see it play
how
out?
How do I see it, and what kind of feedback
yeah.
do I get? Women, I have so many couples and so many women that I know – start to get hate to get touched because even the slightest touch means, oh God, now you want to fuck me.
Right,
right?
Exactly.
And so they just don't even want to get touched because it's never just going to be about giving you a shoulder rub.
Never.
It's always going to be like, can I fuck you?
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. After the honeymoon phase is over, they touch you
yes.
and you're like,
and you're just
fake
like,
sleep or something.
Yes.
Totally.
And so this is a great way for women to show men how they like to get touched. Right. And
mm-hmm.
so, honey, let me just do this to you and let's have you receive. Right. And see and let me play with you, because I know in a lot of my relationships, I would start with this and then they get all turned on. And the next thing I know, it's
right.
all about me. Right?
Right.
Or whatever, and it's all about the fucking
right.
things. And this is really great. It gets the guys kind of out of the way and restrained. And then you get to go down and play and show them and tease them and show them what you like. And it's not all about the end game.
Exactly. Now, what if she doesn't know, though, what she likes because she's never had a sensual massage, but you're teaching her.
I'm teaching her how to give to him.
But then
generally.
And how she's doing it is how she would like to be touched.
Correct.
Okay.
And so generally, that's the touch that we give is generally the touch that we like to get for the most part. I mean, there's times when you want it hard and slammed up against the wall and that kind of thing, but not in general, right? You can show them how you like. You can play around and just play around with different things. A lot of times, things that you would see that you'd be like, oh, fuck no, I'd never do that. Once you're blindfolded and you don't know what it is, right. It's like, wow, that feels really, really amazing.
Exactly.
Right? So some people either go into the stinging category, the thuddy category, right?
Oh, stinging or thudding,
stinging,
yeah.
Stinging or thuddy. So, and I'll just make a generality, but really skinny people tend to like stingy things. And big people or people with flesh tend to like thuddy things.
Okay, so give me an example.
And so stingy things could be like a small, really small branch, or it could be like a rubber band snap,
right.
Or it could be like a cane, some stingy kind of things. Or it could be the pinwheels.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or bamboo skewers, mm-hmm. if you want to use some pokey things, or a comb, vibrating toothbrushes. It can be like stinging.
I'm like going to Costco tonight. Yeah.
I know. You can go to Long's or CVS and get
true.
Them get them one at a time.
Right.
But then thuddy things could be stingy. Could also be spanking. It just depends on how you do it. If you do it with your fingers, it can be stingy. If you do it with the palm of your hand, it can be thuddy.
Okay, right? Got it. Now, what is it about spanking that has been like? I feel like. What's your theory about why, like, men like spanking women, or women like the spanking, or women like spanking men? Like, whatever it is. I mean, it gets different for everyone, but does it go back to – what do you think,
it
personally?
It could go back to childhood.
Childhood.
Right?
Yeah,
and if you're – no. Or if you're not, like, an age like mine, like I'm 53. I mean, we used to get sent to the principals and get a spanking, right? You know,
right.
So it can be kind of this erotic kind of connotation where you're first kind of exploring or figuring out about sex play and things like that, and then it gets tied in.
Right.
And it just could be that you're using a lot of impact on the, and it resonates to the genitals, right?
Right.
And you're bringing blood flow in there and circulation, and it's stinging, and it feels really good.
Now, what about a guy who loves spanking but doesn't want to be spanked himself? Why?
That's fine.
But because he's feeling your energy from spanking you?
Right.
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 He doesn't just want to hurt you.
Yeah.
I had a friend ask me this the other day. She was like, I don't understand. I'm like, well, it probably just turns him on to see you turn on and you turn on. But she's like, I am, but why would he want to? I'm like, it's hard to explain to me. There'd be a million reasons I don't know this guy.
Who knows?
Right.
Who cares? I mean,
right.
Does it
exactly.
matter?
Like, no, she liked it. She's like, I just don't get why he likes it. I'm like, who cares? If you like it and he likes it, it's fun. You're like,
she doesn't understand why he likes it?
Yeah.
I mean, look, she's lovely, bent over his lap. Her butt looks great. It's all getting all nice and pink. She's wiggling around. She's getting wet. What's not
sexy.
To like?
Exactly. It's like, I'm like, really? Like, do we have to break everything down? I get emails all the time. And it's like, can you explain this to me? I'm
what's
like,
not to like? I mean, it could be like this daddy fantasy or something, or
exactly.
It's just hot. You
it
know, there's a great video out there. It'll be up on the Bondassage site too. And there's a whole guy that has, I think he has 5 or 6 gorgeous women's bottoms up there, and he's playing percussion on them.
Oh, that's
great. He does
great.
A whole song.
I love
these,
that.
It's all spanking. And it's
I love
just,
it.
It's really hot.
That's amazing. So when you talked about that, you in your earlier, before you started mm-hmm. this, that you were really into like kinky play. Tell me about that. Like how did you know? Were you always kinky? Like when you
were
young?
I was always kinky.
What happened? Like how did you, what age?
Well, I think it was my very first kinky kind of thing that I remember was watching the Three Stooges and having the beautiful woman tied up in the mad scientist's, you know, office with the gorilla in the cage next door. And that was like my hottest fantasy when I was 5.
Wow.
Right?
When you were 5.
I swear. You know, it was like being tied down and having people do nasty things to you.
Right.
Was a real big turn on, even though that's hard for me to do in real life.
Right.
But fantasies aren't always
reality. You don't always have to act out your fantasies.
It's not. It's some things are meant to stay fantasies. And I have these come to Jesus moments with several people that want to do like forced buy or something because they think, oh, I really kind of want to suck another guy's cock, but I don't want to actually do it. But if you tell me to do it, then it takes the responsibility
away.
And I have these come to Jesus things saying, you know, this is a really hot fantasy for you. And if you like it, that's great. But most of you guys are married. And what are you going to do with that now?
Exactly.
And if you don't like it, then that just kind of wrecked it.
So
some things, you know, like gang rape scenes are meant to be fantasies and not meant to do this. So
real quick, what is the come to Jesus thing? That's new to me.
Oh,
the come to
moment?
Jesus. Oh, come to Jesus talk. It's like, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No. It's just kind of like, let's sit down and really talk this out. I mean, it's the come to Jesus is, all right, this is fun to kind of talk around and stuff, but let's sit down and dissect this, because really, if we are going to do this, There could be some repercussions. I had a fabulous client that came to me.
But it's just a saying that you say, like in life, like if you and I are having an issue, Anderson, but like, Anderson, we need to come to Jesus moment where I'm going to tell you that you've been messing up this whole night.
Right.
Okay.
But you haven't been.
No, you've been fabulous.
Thanks. I've been sitting here quietly good.
Okay, good. Do you have any questions so far? Like, as a man, like, are you hearing?
Come to Jesus was the main thing. I was wondering if
she had
female.
Okay, that's the whole thing? Nothing about your anus or anything?
I thought the 2 hours was excessive.
Oh, 2 hours is excessive. Yeah. You know,
sounds
two
like
hours
a bad time in prison.
Yeah.
2 hours is excessive for what?
For that class where you learn to massage the inside for an hour.
Oh, the 2 hour anal massage during sexological body work.
Sexological body work.
That won't hurt.
We won't make you do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so you started out, so and your relationships were all kind of kinky,
and I like to top. I like to top on my boyfriends. Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
It was fun.
Okay, and then so when your couples come, so when the couples come in, are they both usually consenting? And they're like,
they're always consenting.
Obviously, they're consenting, but is it ever like is it both of them? Like sometimes the woman comes in, or the man, or gay, straight, whatever it is.
Typically, what happens is the guy will contact me first, and I never set anything up until I have a conversation with a woman.
Okay.
Because sometimes it can be, I'm only doing this because he wants to, and I'm like, you know, you don't have to do this, right?
Right.
Right. And my first goal is to protect the women, right? It really is about them. So I have a conversation. We talk about a lot of different things about what they're doing in their play, what they kind of want to explore. Some people just don't know how to flog or something. I mean, it's not something.
I mean, you
got to
go bottom up. But how do you even teach? We should do. We're going to do a little video after this. You're going to show me how to.
Okay.
We're going to show little things after this.
Okay,
so check out the website, sexwithemily.com. And we should, because like the spanking thing, like I know I've had people like it's like that up motion
and
the
bottom
lower third. It does depend, right? But you never want to hit the lower back by mistake. Like people can do things; they can get hurt, injured if they do the spanking wrong, right? Or some people want to be injured. Maybe I know. It's
no,
tricky.
But it'd take a lot. That's why you want to spank the butt, because there's so much muscle there, right? It's kind of difficult. You'd have to hit really hard. I bet you get carpal tunnel before you hurt somebody spanking them.
Okay, really? Yeah. But what about the bruising and stuff like that?
So bruising, some people bruise easily because they're taking aspirin. They have blood thinners.
Okay.
That kind of stuff can make you bruise easily. Hands, things that you're hitting with with larger surface areas aren't gonna mark as much as something small and tiny. So smacking them with a rubber band is gonna leave a mark.
Okay.
Hitting them with your hand or a hairbrush is not gonna make
a mark.
Okay,
got it. So if someone thinks they don't like S&M and they're not into that, or BDSM, they could still enjoy bondage, right?
Absolutely.
Like
because you start with the soft.
And then they can
things.
See.
Absolutely.
Like if they want to take it to another level.
Absolutely. And then not everything's going to work, right? I mean, things that you thought you might like, you try and you don't like. And also, if you stick to only 3 or 4 things during your playtime, you really get to explore. So maybe you don't like the vibrating toothbrushes on your nipples, but maybe you like them in between your toes. Or maybe you like them on the back of your neck, you know? Or
keep exploring. You never
armpits.
Know. Right. People don't know. That's the thing is that. I think about massage and giving your partner massages, that there's so many more erogenous zones that you don't even know about. Like, who knew the back of your knee felt amazing with electric toothbrush? You might never know that. You didn't want to know it if you didn't give your partner
And
massage.
When I was doing research for the book, we found this whole ancient 2,000-year-old thing about primary, secondary, and tertiary erogenous zones. And they had a whole sequence. So your nipples and genitals are your primary, and then the secondary would be kind of like the nape of your neck or the inside of your knees. And then you have like tertiary ones, which are like the outside of your pinky. And so they have this whole thing where you start with tertiary. So you start with the far away ones, and then you go to the secondary ones, and you go to the first ones, and you go to the third ones, you know? So it's whole kind of formula where there's just so much more.
There is so much more. And you talk about the different...
It's in the books, yeah.
It's mm-hmm. all in the books. Bondassage. Everyone should check it out. It's BONDASSAGE, and it's Jalene Bennis, and you can check this out at our site. And what are your upcoming classes and trainings as well?
I'm doing a practitioner training this Saturday in down here in Los Angeles.
Okay.
I train people one-on-one, and then there's some group trainings. So it's all on the website.
Okay.
So
they can check this
out
on the website. And then quick question. I have to ask you about 50 Shades of Grey, because do you think that has... What do you think that says about culture and women who are devouring the book, and men? Like, I'm always telling my male listeners, like, you should read the book then if you're curious. If you want to know why your partner or every woman you date is so turned on by it, that's one thing. Like, men should educate themselves as well. But what do you think it is about women? Because it's not like it's a poorly written book.
It is, but it's got some hot sex scenes.
It
got some hot sex scenes. And it came out at the right time because, right, you could read it on your Kindle and nobody knew what
you're
reading, right?
That's
what it was. You didn't have the cover.
Right.
And so... And it gets people talking about this.
Right.
I think it's really, really fabulous.
Has it helped your business a lot? Do you
Absolutely.
Think people are, Okay.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You know, I have a lot of the practitioners work with couples too, and some people are even doing Skype consultations with couples and things like that.
I think that's so smart. Mm-hmm. Skype, do the comfort of your own home,
yes.
And then you could like figure out what to do, or, you know, if you're curious about, you know, spicing things up, changing your relationship, like maybe this is a, you
absolutely. You don't have to come see me in person. You can come, yeah.
Get a
Skype consult.
Mm-hmm. They can get a Skype consult
absolutely.
With you. Get your book. Watch the videos. Mm-hmm.
And
buy
then
my massage
me.
Candles.
Your massage candles, which are fabulous.
I'm so glad you like
and
it.
And then,
it was
you
so
know
perfect.
What?
I was like, this is perfect, yeah.
But not only could you use it for massaging, you can use it for temperature play, right?
Right.
So you can drip it on the skin and, you know, with, have you talked about candle play?
Talk about it. No, yeah, a little bit, but go ahead.
A little bit, right? So you don't want to use the birthing candles because they're too hot, right? And so the closer you are to the skin, the hotter it's going to be. So you want to start it high and drip it lightly. And this is so wonderful because you can just drip it over and then you can just...
It's not even hot. It's warm.
Yeah.
It's not, even if you're... Yeah, it can never get... You're not going to burn your partner.
Correct.
Right. So it's,
unless you get the flame too close to their pubic hair.
Right. Don't do that. We don't want that.
It's a whole different type of play.
Pubes go up in flames. Well, thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
Bond Massage is a book. Check it out on my website. Thanks, Anderson. Anything else that you need to share? Are you excited to get a massage?
I
you
want a massage,
We're going to
practice vlogging on him.
We are. We're going to vlog you after
I'm
this.
I'm down for whatever for the show.
Okay, good. I love you. Okay, everyone, check me out on Facebook and Twitter, Sex with Emily, Instagram, Sex with Emily. And thanks, everyone, for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Hi, I'm Emily from sexwithemily.com. Do you want to last longer in bed? Promescent is the only FDA-approved treatment for premature ejaculation. 1 in 3 men suffer from premature ejaculation. They don't have to. Go to promescent.com to get the desensitizing spray that will allow you to have the sex you deserve.